Welcome back here. We're with Ron Shai, the director of golf at the TPC River Highland, and it's always it's like our annual check-in.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
How was the course?
It's good. It's really, really good, actually. Cool spring, but that kind of it's grass-grown weather, so it's fantastic. I'm excited for everyone to be able to see it.
You know, I played. I'm not a huge golfer, but when I get invited to a member guest or a charity event, I'll play. And it's amazing though when you get a lot of wet weather. Do you do something in particular to keep the greens fast? Because it's like sometimes I'll go and like it'll seem really wet and soft in certain spots, and then the greens are just screaming. Like, do you work on that kind of stuff?
Well, Jason and his team certainly do. I mean, there's a lot of preparation that starts in the fall of last year that'll help make the greens quick this year. But green speed is it has firmness has a lot to do with it. Humidity in the air has a lot to do with it. So they get quickest on dry days, obviously. The humidity just kind of swells the grass blade and slows things down just a hair.
Any differences in the course? I mean, sometimes you make slight tweaks, but any dramatic changes or things that are going to be significant for the golfers?
Yeah, a few things this year. Hole number two we did a little bit of work on. There were a couple trees on the left side of the fairway. Those came down. So we made the green complex, the surround of the green, a lot more difficult to still challenge the tour players. A longer, further left tee box on number three, which will make that hole a hair more challenging and interesting. And a beautiful wall built around the pond on 16 and 17, which people will notice. And I think that'll show up nicely in the broadcast.
In terms of the signature event and the 72 versus whatever, like 125 or something like that,
156,
does the course not get beat up as much? Is there a noticeable difference?
I wouldn't say. I mean, so all of the players that come with caddies, they take fantastic care of the golf course, right? Each of them are only taking 68, 69, 70 shots
unlike
around
me,
the
with
golf
like
course.
100, right? That's right.
But certainly, like, it gives us an opportunity to prepare the golf course. They don't tee off until, if I'm not mistaken, 8 o'clock in the morning, as opposed to bright and early.
6:30 or whatever.
Right, for a full field event. There's some different dynamics there. But certainly, like, they take amazing care of the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, golf is an etiquette sport, and it's about respect for the place you play, and so that doesn't surprise me. Ron Scheid, who's the director of golf here at TPC River Highland, I want to ask you about the day-to-day stuff in a second, but I asked this, too. I was talking to Jason Sobel. He was on a few minutes ago, and I more than ever, like, I used to always think, like, wow, the U.S. Open is so cool to see these guys struggle, and then I get some people who have said to me, you know what, it's kind of cruel. These guys are so good. Why punish people for hitting good shots? Like, how do you view something like the U.S. Open where guys that are, like, Scottie Scheffler is, like, probably, he might be one of the top five golfers of all time. Right. He may end up getting more majors than Tiger. Who knows, right? But, like, to see them struggle like that, it's almost like sometimes hard to watch.
Yeah, I think that's the fun part of the golf schedule. There's so many different challenges throughout the week, right? They go out to Hawaii and they deal with the wind.
Right, and that's what Jason said. Like, not every week can be 20 under and perfect, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but watch. I really enjoyed watching the U.S. Open. It's a nice way to just change the mediocrity of parts of the season, right? Yeah. They go to the U.S. Open, they shoot even par, maybe a couple over, maybe a couple under. They come here, they make a ton of birdies. It's part of the schedule, and I think it ebbs and flows wonderfully.
Do you get to interact with any of the guys at all, or
we spend a lot of time in the locker room on the practice facility. You know, they are in their office, but they play golf for a living. They're great people to be around, and inspiring as well. If you can just spend a couple minutes with a player, you'll learn something that'll help your golf game.
How's business the day-to-day, the recreational golfer membership and stuff? Like, where are we vis-a-vis last year or 10 years ago?
Yeah, golf as a whole is still riding this high.
It is.
That was caused really by the COVID, like, work-from-home situation, get outside. Yeah. So, golf continues to, be flat or even a hair up year over year. So we're happy with that. Certainly in a better place from an industry perspective than we were 10 years ago, and we're hoping to keep that going.
You know, I also, the other thing I wanted to get people's perspective of yours, because obviously at some point you were aspirational probably to be out there, correct?
Yeah.
You know, what is the difference between a guy who's like a one handicap or scratch golfer and like these guys?
Yeah, I mean, probably the two things you're working on in your game, consistency and short game.
Right.
You watch it. You're lucky enough to watch these guys hit. they're hitting the center of the club face every single time. A thin shot for them is a half a groove low,
right?
Whereas a thin shot for us is maybe knee high, you know, screaming down the fairway. And they spent so much time down here working on their putting. They're really good with data and analytics. They're in the gym, like they're fully dedicated to improving their game.
I don't think people appreciate how. I say it's grueling, and then people will laugh. They're like, it's golf. Like, I played 18 holes yesterday, and I didn't even concentrate on a third of the shots, right? And it was still exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, I know they don't carry their stuff, but, I mean, the physical and mental stamina it takes is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, from a physical standpoint, I mean, you've played golf before where you come, you know, you make the stretch, that last run on 15, 16, 17, you start to get gassed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
These guys are walking 72 holes a week, right, if they make the cut, and they're doing it week after week after week. They're doing practice rounds in between, playing in pro-ams. They're in the gym. They're on the road. You know how tiring travel can be, but they do it at such a high level. It's truly impressive.
Well, congratulations. The course looks awesome.
Thank you.
And you really have figured out a template that just works, both between you and the course and travelers and the community, the volunteers. It's really, honestly, it's so fun for us to be here. So I know you're busy. Get back to it. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Ron Scheid, the director of golf here at TPC River Highlands. And it's just always great to just be able to talk shop with him.